Hello, eu sou o Teacher Fábio Emerim e antes de entrarmos no episódio de hoje 100% inglês, quero te convidar para baixar um e-book incrível sobre tempos verbais. Não, assim, ó, sério, gente, aqui na descrição do episódio, você tem acesso ao link para baixar esse livro de graça para você que ainda tem alguma dificuldade na aplicação do Present Perfect Simple, Continuous, Past Perfect e por aí vai. Fica essa dica lindaça desse e-book de presente para vocês, olha que bacana. E agora, vamos ao episódio de hoje de Way Ahead. The Atlas Vampire Case. The Atlas Vampire Case is a mysterious unsolved murder that took place in Stockholm, Sweden, in 1932. The victim was Lily Lindström, a 32-year-old prostitute. Her body was discovered in her small apartment with a crushed skull and a pool of blood surrounding her. What makes this case particularly intriguing is the bizarre circumstances surrounding it. There were no signs of forced entry, and the apartment was locked from the inside. The only open window had no signs of forced entry either. Strangely, there was a gravy ladle believed to be the murder weapon at the scene. Lindström's blood alcohol level was high, suggesting she might have been intoxicated. The case earned its Atlas Vampire nickname due to a newspaper headline that mentioned a vampire connection. Some theorists speculated about a vampire-like killer, although this was likely sensationalized by the media. Despite investigations and public interest, the case remains unsolved, and the true identity of the Atlas Vampire remains a mystery, making it one of Sweden's most famous unsolved murder cases. The Big Void in the Great Pyramid. The Big Void in the Great Pyramid of Giza is a mysterious and recently discovered chamber located within this ancient wonder of the world. It was detected in 2017 using a technology called muon radiography, which involves measuring the density of particles called muons as they pass through the pyramid stones. Here are some key details about this intriguing discovery. Location. The Big Void is situated above the Grand Gallery, a corridor within the Great Pyramid. It is a large, hidden space that measures approximately 30 meters, 98 feet in length. The exact purpose of this chamber remains a subject of debate among Egyptologists and archaeologists. The purpose, the function and significance of the Big Void are still unclear. Some theorists suggest it may have had a structural purpose, while others speculate it could be a previously unknown burial chamber or contain valuable artifacts. Limited access. Access to the Big Void is currently restricted due to its fragile nature and concerns about preserving the integrity of the Great Pyramid. Researchers have been exploring non-invasive methods to gather more information about the chamber's contents. Historical significance. The Great Pyramid of Giza, built during the 4th dynasty of the Old Kingdom of Egypt, is one of the most iconic structures in human history. Its design and construction techniques have fascinated scholars for centuries, and the discovery of the Big Void adds another layer of mystery to this ancient wonder. Ongoing research. Scientists and archaeologists continue to study the Big Void and the Great Pyramid as a whole, using advanced technology and non-destructive methods. They hope to unravel more of the pyramid's secrets and gain insights into its construction and purpose. The discovery of the Big Void has rekindled interest in the Great Pyramid and the ancient Egyptian civilizations, reminding us that there is still much we don't know about these remarkable historical monuments. Birds falling from the sky. This strange mass bird die-off occurred in parts of the U.S. Southwest, particularly in New Mexico, in September 2020. Thousands of migratory birds, including various species like swallows, warblers, and sparrows, were found dead or behaving unusually, leading to concerns and investigations. Several factors were believed to have contributed to this event. Let's see some of them. Wildfires. The U.S. West Coast experienced a severe wildfire season in 2020. Smoke from these fires likely disrupted the birds' migration patterns, causing them to become disoriented and potentially collide with objects or fall from the sky. Extreme weather. Unusual weather conditions, including strong winds and temperature fluctuations, may have also played a role in the bird deaths. These conditions could have made it challenging for the birds to navigate. Lack of food and shelter. The wildfires and adverse weather could have impacted the availability of food and suitable habitats for the birds during their migration. Stress and exhaustion. The combination of these factors could have caused severe stress and exhaustion among the birds, leading to their deaths or unusual behavior. The incident drew attention from wildlife agencies and researchers who collected and analyzed dead bird specimens to understand the exact causes of the mass die-off. It highlighted the vulnerability of wildlife to environmental changes and extreme events, as well as the interconnectedness of various factors in ecological systems. While the specific event in September 2020 was unusual, mass bird die-offs have been documented in the past, often with multiple contributing factors. These events serve as a reminder of the importance of environmental conservation and monitoring to protect wildlife populations. The Salish Seafeed Case. The Salish Seafeed Case refers to a series of mysterious discoveries of human feet in sneakers or shoes that have washed ashore along the coastlines of the Salish Sea, which includes the waters of British Columbia, Canada, and Washington State, USA. These eerie discoveries began in 2007 and have continued sporadically over the years. Here are some key details about the case. Multiple discoveries. Since 2007, numerous detached human feet have been found, usually encased in sneakers or athletic shoes, on the shores of the Salish Sea. The total count reached over 20 feet by 2020. Isolated feet. What makes these discoveries particularly perplexing is that they are isolated feet, not connected to any full bodies. These feet have typically been found in a state of decomposition. various theories. The mysterious nature of these findings has led to various theories about their origin. Some have speculated that the feet are linked to criminal activity, such as foul play or organized crime. Others suggest that they could be the result of accidents, suicides, or drownings. Natural processes. Scientists and forensic experts have provided explanations for this phenomenon. They suggest that the feet may detach from bodies during decomposition in water due to the buoyancy created by the shoes. Over time, the feet may resurface and wash ashore while the rest of the body decomposes. Investigations. Each time a foot is discovered, authorities conduct investigations to determine its origin and identify the individual. This often involves forensic analysis, including DNA testing. Closure. While some cases have been resolved, others remain unidentified or unexplained. The discoveries have caused distress for families of missing persons and have prompted discussions about improving forensic identification methods. The Sailor's Sea Feet case remains a mysterious and ongoing phenomenon, although the explanations for these discoveries, such as natural decomposition processes, have shed some light on the strange occurrences. Nonetheless, it continues to capture the public's imagination and has been the subject of media attention and speculation. The disappearance of the USS Cyclops. The disappearance of the USS Cyclops is one of the most enduring mysteries in the history of maritime disasters. The USS Cyclops was a United States Navy cargo ship that went missing during World War I. Here are the key details of this enigmatic case. The ship. The USS Cyclops was a massive collier ship used primarily for transporting coal. It was commissioned during World War I and played a vital role in supplying fuel to American and British warships. The disappearance. In March 1918, the USS Cyclops departed from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, en route to Baltimore, Maryland. However, the ship never reached its destination and disappeared without a trace. All 306 crew members on board, along with the ship, vanished. Extensive search. The disappearance prompted an extensive search effort by the US Navy and the British Royal Navy, but no wreckage or debris from the ship was ever found. Despite thorough investigation, the fate of the USS Cyclops remained a mystery. Theories and speculation. Over the years, numerous theories have been proposed to explain the disappearance, including storms, structural failure, enemy action, or even espionage. However, none of these theories have been substantiated, and the case remains unsolved. Largest non-combat loss. The loss of the USS Cyclops remains the single largest non-combat related loss of life in US Navy history, making it a particularly poignant and enduring mystery. Despite extensive efforts to uncover the truth, the disappearance of a USS Cyclops remains one of the great maritime enigmas, and its fate continues to captivate the imagination of those interested in maritime history and unsolved mysteries. The Overton Bridge. The Overton Bridge is a bridge located near the village of Milton in Dumbarton, Scotland. While it may appear as an ordinary stone bridge, it has gained notoriety due to a series of unusual events and mysteries associated with it. The Dog Suicide Bridge. The Overton Bridge is often referred to as the Dog Suicide Bridge because of numerous reports of dogs leaping off the bridge to their deaths. Since the 1950s, more than 50 dogs have allegedly jumped from the same spot on the bridge, often suffering fatal injuries. Unexplained phenomenon. The behavior of dogs leaping from the bridge has puzzled both locals and scientists. The phenomenon seems to occur primarily at a specific point on the bridge, and many of the incidents involve long-nosed breeds such as collies. Theories and explanations. Various theories have been proposed to explain the phenomenon, ranging from natural scents or animal sounds in the area to supernatural or paranormal explanations. Some researchers have suggested that the scent of mink or other animals living in the area could be attracting the dogs to jump. Investigations. Despite investigations by animal behaviorists and scientists, the exact cause of the unusual behavior in dogs remains inconclusive. Some suggest that it could be a combination of factors including the height of the bridge's design, and the specific smells or sounds present in the area. Safety measures. Signs have been posted near the bridge warning dog owners to keep their pets on a leash and be cautious when crossing. Additionally, fencing has been installed in some areas to prevent dogs from jumping. The Overton Bridge remains a mysterious and perplexing location due to the unexplained phenomenon of dogs jumping from it. While some attempts have been made to understand and mitigate this behavior, the bridge continues to be a subject of intrigue for both locals and those interested in strange and unexplained events.
Ok, lembrando que vocês têm toda a transcrição deste episódio em www.englishinbrasil.com.br/blog. Agora, sei que vocês ficaram intrigados com alguns desses casos, ou se não todos os casos. Então, eu prometo para vocês que logo mais a gente vai ter mais episódios desses de casos misteriosos, que eu sei que todos vocês gostam. A gente gosta, né? A gente gosta de um mistério. Ok? That's it. Teacher Fábio Menin vai ficando por aqui. See you next time!